Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Good morning, Ms. Hicks.
Good morning.
I want to put in my little piece. I think that you don't seem to understand what the average person is telling you. You just try to tangle up Miss Undecidable. And I mean, her case is straightforward. If you live in Barbados, I live in Barbados for 69 years old. I ain't got to, I can live the rest of my life, and I go put no cap nor no hand at nobody. I'm telling you this. But I think you don't add nothing at all to this program. I think you were very, just like how you said just now, that black people, the school, and try to put down one another. I agree that black people need to spend the money with one another. And I was preaching blackness. I did a telework for 14 years before I worked for myself. And I was preaching blackness, and I deal with a lot of people. And I was thinking, but the system is not straightforward in Barbados, and the opportunities are very limited in Barbados unless you hold on on a politician jacket. And that is not what I want.
Wait, can I stop you for a second? One second. I didn't. I want to ask you, you said that you agree with the fact that blacks need to support each other.
Yeah, all of
you. And that is what, and is that what I said? Is that what I said?
You said that black people need to spend money with black people.
And you said you agreed.
Yeah.
So, No. What I'm trying to ascertain here is that even if I didn't add 10 things, well, I want to thank you that at least I added that one, but go ahead.
I'm dealing with the program you had a time back. You know where, if you remember, where a lady was talking about insurance, they're charging she for another man policy or something like that there. And however people explain to you can seem to get it. And
oh,
I think
okay.
Everybody get it and understand it.
Wait a minute. I don't recall that program, but yeah, I want to thank you. Before you continue, let me thank you for remembering everything. Let me thank you for remembering everything I did, because I really didn't remember that.
I don't think you was adding anything to the program.
But at least you remembered.
Yeah.
That says something.
Or thank you anyhow.
This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. 11:06. You're on the air. Good morning. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You are on the air.
How are you?
I am very good. How are you?
Well, I ain't going to talk. I got some problems, about 3 or 4 problems I want you to solve for me.
Mm.
No. There was a gentleman called James Bond. When you go to court, you are put on a bond. And when you ask for 2 securities, sometimes they pay a little piece on the bond or they don't pay nothing on the bond. That is what I would say about the bonds that is being issued now. And if anybody, let me ask you something before going further.
Mm-hmm.
Is you an educated person or a common sense person?
Define education and define common sense.
No, Missy, don't come wrong with that. It's either is an educated person
I'm sorry. I can't define education. I would like to think I have applied sense, not even common sense. But go ahead. That's a little
I will not go any. I will continue my situation with you. Mm-hmm. But if you was an educated person, I would have to bring it to a common sense person. If it was a common sense person, you will understand where I am going. So I will continue.
Mm-hmm.
So the bonds that is being issued, if you remember, turning back, we had some bonds that were supposed to thing, and then they tell you 25 and 30 years. That is where I will leave the bonds with the BOSS for now. Now, next thing, what is the problem with the minibus thing and the conductors not wearing a mask as compared to when you go into the bank and I explain, say, hi, this morning at credit union, where they want you to take off the mask? That's why I ask about a common sense person, an educated person. You feel that you should be going in the bank and got to take off a mask? You don't do it in the gas stations that could get robbed. Why should you go take off one in a bank?
I'm going to do you have to take it off or you have to lure it to show who you,
the
your man ID?
The want you to take off the whole mask. And I tell him no, because the masters keep you hot. So, I mean, he had a problem. I left.
He wanted you to take off the mask, and you said no because it keeps you hot. You want to rephrase that again?
He didn't want to see, he wants to see my whole face. The only thing you see, like the muslin, is my eyes. You don't see nothing else.
But can I ask you, did he ask you to take it off and leave it?
Yes, ma'am.
And leave it?
To credit union?
No. I just wonder if they wanted to leave it off completely.
I would pay a mask for you, give it to you, and they want you to go see a credit union and see what we would tell you. And this is the second time two different guys are going to tell me that it's his job. You see this coronavirus? This has done so much. I said a few weeks ago to Miss Gale, and I want you to listen to me carefully. The teachers in this country will no longer be able to strike because the coronavirus has done online teaching. And they'll have to gang it now against the principal and the senior teacher. If you listen to the 6:30 and 7:30 news, you will understand what the president of the union is saying now about some principals. My next point now.
You jumping before we could even, I still
well,
have the mask.
Right,
okay. I just want to ask you a question for those who may be standing in a line and have earphones on and listening to Brass Tacks. When you get into the financial institution, in this case, a credit union, all I'm asking, because I know when I went to a bank, you had to lower the mask, look at the camera and put it back on. I'm asking at this particular credit union, when they ask you to lower your mask, were you able to put it back on as you continued to the teller at the counter? You had to keep it off completely.
He wanted the whole mask off, and I told him no.
But you don't answer my question. Did he ask you to keep it off while you continued to the counter right throughout your
time? He wants to see my face, and he knows me. All to
but, sir, if he wants to see your face, and he tells you put it back on. Apparently, in the banks, I understand you must lower your mask, lower it right so that they can pick up a get a picture of you somewhat in there, so that they can identify who you are. They're dealing with money.
That Ms. Undecided was trying to explain to you there's one set of laws for one set of people and that set. So if that is the case, the minibus and the conductors don't have to wear that neither. Because if you got that credit union now, you will see a whole long line with people with masks off. And when they get there, they got to take it off. But I don't want
to put it back on.
The problem of the coronavirus.
Okay, we see. We stop 1 second. What I'm asking you is, when you get into the credit union, were you able to put back on your mask after he asked you to take it off to identify who you are?
Miss Tate, I never took it off.
All right. Okay. Forget. Okay. If you didn't take it off, did you see other people?
No problem.
Okay. So did you see, have you been to this credit union before and the same thing obtained during the coronavirus? Is it the first time?
I'm trying to tell you, he is the second guard at that particular credit union that I had a running. So what I did then, instead of standing up in line for 2 hours, I was able to do the transaction on the ATM in 5 minutes.
Okay.
So I will continue doing that.
Okay.
So that's what I tell you, the coronavirus is very good. Showing up a lot of things that it ain't normally what they do.
All right. If I may say this, from what I understand from a message that is coming through here, is that at the credit union, you are asked to lower your mask. The guard would ask you to lower your mask so that the cameras can pick up who you are, and then you can put back on the mask and continue to do your business. What I am being told here.
Now, Ms. Hayek, I would like the gentleman, Mr. Carter, who is in charge of the coronavirus, come and speak about that, and then me and you will got a proper understanding. My last point to you now would be, I am a black man, felt insulted with that march on Saturday. Tell me, Ms. Hayek, why should I come at your house when it is empty to transact business or to say something to you? But we borrow money from the IMF, so we need to go to the U.S. Embassy, if they got half there, or if they're going to be there on a Saturday and Sunday. That is why probably other people did not come up because it was making a mockery of the thing. If you want to protest, you protest. I got a lawyer, you know what he said to me? You strike when the iron is hot. You know why? Because he's able to bang. That protest should have been done a day in the week, not a Saturday and Sunday. And I am vexed with police. I order should be in jail all it. No, that's a national disgrace to this country. People march in front of the White House. And Trump call up the police and all kind of people for them. And they continue. That march needs to be done between Monday and Friday and not a full Saturday and a Sunday. And if you disagree with me, tell me so. I got my dear with Jenny. And next thing too, come on, talk about one Nelson Watt moving. If he get a job, met people march up and down against Maloney and Maloney on the board now. If he want the monument move and whoever want it, do what Corey Lane said, over $2 million, you know what I mean? Get them people that want move, let them put that money in the bank and move the damn Nelson. Because them want poor people are going to stop the mink. But their ignorant cost, if the money can cost $20,000, you can move Nelson out in a town like this when nobody ain't got the money.
I could add something to you. What you're saying, where I understand people may want to move things of this nature that remind people are of no significance because he's not a hero in the eyes of Barbadians. There are people right now, as I speak, who don't have food, who don't have jobs, who have young children in the house, pregnant mothers, not sure, now that they're pregnant in the middle of a corona pandemic, what to do, how they're going to support the child. I believe that cries need to be made for people who fall into these categories first before we can make a cry for the movement of Nelson.
Right. So my call to there is people like David Kamenjan and all
damn thing. Like, I agree.
If you want to move, Lacey, you know, get a government job by making people march up and down against Maloney and then turn around and put it on the board. Have a blessed and a wonderful day.
Thank you. Someone just sent me some photos of the march and of persons from the Muslim community as well as persons from the Caucasian community present at the march. So that was for Miss Undecided, who said that there were only black people and she wanted to see people of other races and religions present. I just got a couple photos sent to me to as proof that others were present. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
I was listening to the show most of the time, really, and this morning I think you have it pretty hot, right? my first point is about either the protest or the march, mm-hmm. whichever one you guys call it. What is the NATO?
Well, based on what I read, the gentleman wanted to show solidarity with the Americans.
Mr. Denny, or whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Mr. Ellis, last Friday, was trying to draw Barbadians' attention to something in the paper, the Auditor General, something about the waterworks.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had one or two calls, that's all. That's what we should supposed to be protesting about. That water system business. I live in St. John.
Mm-hmm.
I don't got water. Many days I don't have water here. And this is the kind of thing we're supposed to protest about in Barbados. Not what's going on. That's the problem in Barbados. They seem to occupy themselves more with what's happening in overseas in the United States. We got to get together here and get things done in Barbados. We got a water problem. We got the road problem. You know, the virus is a different thing altogether. That comes in, that's not our fault. That's everybody's fault. That's the whole world's fault. You know, but we have to more concentrate on Barbados than concentrate on other people's business. You know, I would think we'll get on a lot better.
I agree with you. The whole aspect of racism and
I've been
touches everybody all over the world.
It touched me too.
But you are correct that to say that we also, because I wouldn't say to put that one side, we also have some burning issues. Water, for sure, being a major one. And we are not seeing protesting. We're not seeing. There was a protest, I believe, in 2015-16 by some people outside of the Barbados Water Authority regarding their water supply. And I remember that. But again, I understand what you're saying. If there are things that impact us daily, that maybe we need to direct our energies in as well. I wouldn't say to forget the other thing.
But that's the main thing we should be protesting. Everybody, it affects a lot of districts there in Barbados, the water, not only St. John, St. Joseph. Mm-hmm. St. Andrew, all these people.
St. Andrew, St. Thomas.
It's all over the place.
St. Lucy, Brongwater. There's a lot.
A lot. Mm-hmm. And about living together now, black people don't put their money nowhere but underneath their bed. I'm black. Don't let me get it wrong. Mm-hmm. You never see black people get together in Barbados, the States, Canada, Dominica. Nowhere. complain. That's what they do. They never get together and say, let's build a bank or get some money together and open a bank or open a supermarket or nothing. They wait for someone else to open it, and then they complain.
Well, I would say that, again, back in American history in Tulsa, they tried to do that. They had their own big businesses. I believe they had their own bank, too. I just think that it needs to be more unity amongst ourselves. I think that you can't, if you don't love yourself you can't respect yourself, you can't join anybody to love you. So I think, and again, not all black people, some black people, they don't really support each other. And I think we need to start using the word some. We need to start using the word some for white people too.
Too many places I live in Dominica. Mm-hmm. And Dominica is completely divided, I would say 75-25. Labor and the UWP, they don't even speak to each other. You know, that's ridiculous. And I think that's what it looks like. It's going to be happening here sooner or later, too. You know, mm-hmm. They just do not respect each other, and they just say things that they don't understand. I live in Dominica. I live in Canada. I live in New York. I live in England. And it's the same thing with most black people. They're jealous of each other.
How do we change it?
It's not going to change.
No, I disagree with you on that one.
Well, it's going to take a long time to change.
Can I say this? Have you not recognized, and even though we all think that change can't happen overnight.
Change can happen.
No, but look at what's happening now. We are in a COVID environment. We're in the middle of protests globally, and it literally feels like the world is changing overnight. It feels like if God just said, listen, we're going to have this rebirth. We're going to just bring Corona, and you guys are going to make sure that you practice better hygiene. You're going to learn how to share and love each other. And then all of a sudden, racism rears its ugly head yet again. So then that aspect of things is now being cleaned up, but in a bigger way. I've never seen it this big, and I've seen Trayvon Martin's scenario with the marches and Freddie Gray and all the others. Yeah, this one is different.
I agree with you.
This one is different.
But you know why it's different? Mm-hmm. You don't have a clue why it's different? There's election in November.
Well, it wouldn't be in the favor of who's looking forward to it. But again, that helps. But again, the way to change something like this, in my humble opinion, I don't have all the answers. It's just my two cents. Number one, go vote. They have to vote. They have to vote for moral leadership. They have to vote against racism. They have to vote against stupidity. They have to vote against arrogance. That's what they need to do. Then white people in big groups need to come out and condemn what happened. The police need to condemn what happened. Mothers and fathers need to speak to their little black children and white little children and you know, and tell your sons not to kill my son when he grows older. I mean, things like that have to happen, but I believe the revolution has started. I actually can see the whole world standing up now and saying, listen, is enough about the race issue. Enough is enough with the police brutality, which is a little bit more in some countries than others. And again, I want to stress this because I really have a lot of respect for the police, especially in Barbados.
There's no police brutality in Barbados.
There is not when it comes to what it means, police brutality. And I commend the men and women in the force in Barbados because they do an excellent job. What we need to march against is the system. In terms of when the police do their job, how do these individuals get back out so quickly? That's what we got to march for.
That's
something different altogether. But you know. I want to thank you. We have a full board, and I don't know if you're a regular caller, but thank you so much for your contribution. This is Down to Brass Tacks, 11:26. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning. I have two things that has been on my mind, mm-hmm. you know, as a young person. And as the older they said their opinions, I was impressed to share mine as well. First, the Prime Minister has so graciously, allowed us to miss, not being out of the wind from COVID-19. but understanding the whole demographics of, you know, us getting back up and not going back, or, you know, where we've just tried to come from. And I've heard a lot of persons, you know, talking about this and people not adhering to the protocols that have been set to help us all. And one of my biggest grievances as one who has to travel on public transport, and I know that they always say, you know, the public always accuses them, but they give the public reasons to look at them in the light that they do. Now, I'm talking about the PSVs. Now, I'm sure that the Prime Minister and her team was thoroughly clear on, you know, what needs to be done, how it's going to be done, and the measures that are going to put in place. Take, for instance, the route on the Jubilee end, which would be Route 3, Route 4, Spike Strong, you know, anything going in that direction. And the buses are coming, the vans, sorry, are coming into the terminal, but they're not being sanitized. No, there are persons who are sitting, physically sitting with the equipment and, you know, all the disinfectant or whatever they have been issued to use, but the vans are just coming in, people are just getting in, and not only that, they are not carrying the capacity that they're supposed to carry, and then when you have to openly, you know, say, hey, this is not what it's supposed to be, you're being threatened, you're being asked to get out, you know, your money is not worth it, and a whole, I mean, it's really bad. And I mean, somebody needs to look into it, because as simple as it may seem, as though COVID-19 has gone, we're not out of the wind. And I am asking the authorities, I know I've seen Mr. Wharton and his team on the transfer board side, you know, trying to do as best as they can, but who is really governing the PSVs? Who's looking in to see that they are following the direction?
The Transport Authority. Have you called them?
The Transport Authority. No, I haven't. I think I would have to reach out to them. But, I mean, mm-hmm. there are persons who have videos, live videos of this stuff, the vans just coming into that Jubilee terminal. I can only speak of that terminal because that's the one that I frequent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I personally was cursed out by a driver who said to me, get out of the so-and-so van. If you want it sanitized, I have money to make. Let who wants to get into the vehicle, get into the vehicle. Imagine that.
No, that's not good enough.
It's totally not good enough. And again, I'm not sure if there's anybody from the Royal Barbados Police Force as well. We need some sort of enforcement in there because there's none. I know that they're stretched out to capacity, and I'm in agreement with you. I think that the Royal Barbados Police Force in Barbados is not recognized as they should, and they do an excellent job. Sometimes people don't even know that some of those police officers work perilous hours trying to, you know, serve and protect us. And as you rightfully stated, in every organization, there are bad apples. So I would not sit here and say, mm-hmm. you know, we have a force with all good apples. No. We have some who do not follow the rules and regulations, as you try to explain with the gun, you know, that type of authoritative, you know, I'm here, and some people may interpret that incorrectly. But overall, I mean, especially our CID department, I give them props. I mean, for, you know, the intelligence, how they handle this stuff, and kudos to them. I think we need to, that's mm-hmm. a very risky job. And, you know, that's somebody's son, that's somebody's daughter, husband, wife, you know, we can go down the whole family tree, but mm-hmm. I think that they need to be applauded. It's not easy.
It isn't.
You know, the job that, yeah, that they have.
Did you hear about the police who got shot?
Yeah, I was
really, about 2 weeks ago. And I mean, without saying much, of course, you know, mm-hmm. you have to understand that they're people too. They're human beings yep. first, then police yep. officers after. And and with you, well, you have your favorite section. Mine is the gun unit and the task force. So good morning to them. Because I think that their job too, they're more at risk of getting hurt, trying to protect us. And I think mm-hmm. we need to give them so much support. And I think we need to be careful with the language we use about accusing them of things that are not there, because mm-hmm. then those who are career criminals will hear that and want to use that.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. I want to use that against, and then, you know, will kind of lead the police, know, with the, giving them less respect than they're doing. We need to be careful.
Yeah, I thoroughly concur with what you're saying. You see, the thing that really bothers me is that, you know, as soon as something happens, people lash out. And, I mean, you have to be very careful of what you say, mm-hmm. but the police just is not going to get it and come to Tom. It does not happen like that, right? I won't go too deep into that, but, yeah, they're people. And I was really touched about that because that's somebody's son. That's mm-hmm. somebody's brother, and imagine that they're doing their job. That's their job. That's what they've elected. That's their passion. And imagine that somebody could be so bold. As I remember, you know, coming up, and as I said, I'm a young person. I guess the whole of Barbados thing here that I am a very young person. Mm-hmm. And coming up,
how young is young, though? Because I feel like young, too, but I'm 50.
You had fear when you heard a siren. You had fear when... You know, you saw a police officer, you know, back in the days, you kind of knew the criminals in terms uh-huh. of that's John, mm-hmm. you know, that's John that did that. Or, you know, they only used to come out on the night. Now we are having broad daylight things. But, you know, I'm not really going to go too deep into that. But again, mm-hmm. I give kudos to the Royal Barbados Police Force and amidst of all, you know, the negative that will come apart because people have been, you know, become so engrossed into social media. Everything we do, we are copying it, and then, you know, we're trying to bring this light to all the police did this. And if you are faced with a police officer giving a direction and you refuse to follow that direction, they have the right. And then people come into, oh, the law says this and the law says that, but they do not really know the law.
Mm-hmm.
They need to read up some more. So again, to Commissioner Boyce and his team, keep up the good work, get rid of the bad apples.
Correct.
You know, let us be a beacon. The remainder of the Caribbean looks at us. I mean, I have the opportunity to travel, and people will always say, you know, the Barbados Police Force, not crying down the other Caribbean territories, but I boast to say that the 246 force is one of the strongest in the Caribbean, and that's something that we should be happy about. All these men and women who gave of themselves 30-plus, 40-plus years into this force. We cannot allow the minute, you know, to shed light that the police force is a trash place. So, mm-hmm. you know, kudos to you. Get out those people who, you know, are two-faced because that's what it is. You can't mm-hmm.
And that's certainly, you know, not in the majority, as you said. It's correct. Not in the majority, but you need to weed them out. When they're there, weed them out. And we so agree with that. But we know 99.9% of the force in Barbados respect you. Thank you so much. Is that concludes? Okay, thank you. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air. Good morning. Brass Tacks, good morning. Go ahead, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
That is Mohammed Nasser. How are you?
Oh, Nasser, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How the family?
Family's good. Thanks for asking. And yours?
Mine is very good, too. I really don't have a problem. My last daughter, thank God, is an attorney at law, sharp, too. And a specialist in women's... could do anything a woman could... You could think about a woman want, she specializes in. So I have no baby, so I'm a free man.
Oh, good.
That's
good.
Why I could talk. If I want to talk, don't worry about how nobody feels. But I want to say two simple things here first. I can't say them simple because people in Barbados are black and the world don't seem to understand. It is a fantasy of self-deception and conformable vanity. There aren't enough white persons in our country who are willing to cherish democracy, democratic principles for privilege. In other words, they will not sacrifice their democratic principles over privilege. So whatever you happen, you want, they've got their democratic rights to do what they like to you. Now, the next thing is this. As a Negro, it is the white man who is the crocodile to the... As the Negro is to the white man, so is the crocodile to the Negro. As the Negro may rightfully treat the crocodile as a beast or a reptile, so may the white man treat the Negro as a beast, as a reptile. Now, I just explained like I want to deal with a little issue here. A lady said about Jesus and the Bible and all kind of things. Let me tell everybody this before you even get to that quickly. The first thing I want someone, and I always wait until you come back, sister, to discuss it. Someone said that they wanted when it was in my hair days, if I used to help people. Now I am still in my head is because I'm independent and afraid of no human being.
It was me. I think they meant if you shared the your wealth.
Right,
and you
no,
were,
I know that. So let me tell you now. Let me say not to you, sister, to the country.
Mm-hmm.
There's no man in Barbados that has ever been as generous and as good and as fair to workers as Mohammed Nasser. I'm the only man, I think, up to this stage that has insisted that his workers join the union because I realized we were generating a lot of money and the workers were not getting enough. And I insist that they join the union so Frank Walcott made sure that they join the union and the best workers in the world are organized workers. I want to further say that there's no human being that ever asked me a favor and I can do it and they have not done it. I also want to say that there be workers who work with me, never like me, but when they get in trouble, when they go and work somewhere, they come back to me and ask me for the help. And they would say, but what are you doing? Ask your boss. Well, he'll let you, Skipper. And the next day I can say...
But before you move on, Matt Nasser, it wasn't only about what we call a hand up in terms of a hand up, money and help and encouraging workers because they still remain workers. I think what they meant was, did you offer any joint ownership with your company, with others, in terms of when you explain about white wealth and having to spread that and to allow black people to own some of their properties. Did you do that when you were a business owner in a bigger way?
I can answer that 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, on many, many, many occasions. But let me explain to you. I can answer it 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
My mother had 11 children. And all of my sisters used to work, every one of them start, and my brother start through my companies to go on. And they're all over the world doing very well. Till they're mostly retired now. And every one of the fellas in the shop was in, every one of the girls were in love with somebody. Shop. Those were young, bright, sharp looking men, monkey boys, and were brilliant men in those days. In addition to that, the first man that asked the workers to put a director on the board of directors so that the union will know what the company is making. So that when the union comes to negotiate, the union will negotiate from a point of strength and not somebody fooling them and they're sure. And they put a man on the board. I tell them, I don't care who you put. They put a man on the board. And after about 6 or 8 weeks, I hear the workers complain. Frank Brown right next to me, and now he was the top manager at the company under me, after me. And I asked the fellas, said, we don't hear the women and men. We don't hear anything about the company. I said, but that's not my fault. Roach should be telling you. So I went to Roach. You know what Roach told me? He said, Skipper, I am not no worker no more. I'm a director now, so I don't have to say anything to them. He's the man that they put on that hit me the most. What I'm saying is that if I did not join the Nation of Islam at 33 years, I think it was, my business today, they'd be running 40% workers on it and 60% mine. I would not have to go up there nor work nor do nothing, just stay home. And I would be making more money than I make being owning 100% of the company. The point is, I have never yet put a stumbling block in nobody where in my life to stop them from succeeding and help everybody that want help. And thank God, God has put about 8 men in this country and he put them in specific positions. Whenever I get into trouble, one of them 8 or all 8 that come to my aid. You cannot win against me. I am staying in this country that black people must become owners of the businesses that they're building. And all this talk about some get versus what money he get. I am saying that 40% of all businesses, once the workers want it, should be owned by the, it don't start sudden by the way. You don't just wake up one morning, you do it in a stage period. So you don't get stupid and say because you can't work here, you got 40%. You do it in a stage period. That is what I'm saying. I'm also saying that the problem with this fundamental country, this with black people, is that we really believe that the Bible was written for us. That Bible, and I would like to debate that lady face to face, that Bible was written for the Jews by the Jews. And every time God, according to the Bible, every time God do not provide what the Jews want, they get angry with God and say they want to go back to Egypt to the people who used to oppress them and kill them because God, like he brought them here to starve or God brought them here to go hungry and all kind of things. And God always threatening to kill them. And Moses and Aaron, I think the two of them always telling God, no, don't do that, don't do that. What I'm saying about black people, this idea about you won't get to heaven for milk and honey is a bunch of foolishness. Milk and honey is a lucrative. So you grab the England, you grab the heaven to predict heaven. And these black rebels in Barbados, most of them, they use so much time trying to drive fear in the black people instead of using the people's money to develop and improve the quality of life for the people. And this hump at all. But the church is giving out hampers. The church don't, the pastors don't give out nothing. It is the people's money collect that is buy back these things and give them back because they should have kept the money instead of giving it to them. I am not here to write grand nobody, nor threaten nobody or anything like that. I am here to speak the truth. Black people must spend more of their resources with black people. And they have a lady, she is a very black lady, she's a very nice lady. I love to hear her on the radio telling, talking about I should not be mentioning black so much. Why do white people just mention white all the time? You think white people care something about black people? White people are afraid of black people. Amanda, just tell me the reason why they want
Manasseh, you should really, I can't tell you what to say, but I remember when you said that, and I asked you if you mean some, because you remember you told me that your children married to some, married to white people, so let's just some, not put all of them in the same barrel, please.
I can say some, okay. But let me explain something to you. Mm-hmm. When I was a youngster coming up, they used to have a group of people on Sundays when we were by beach and thing, and they would be telling us, you know, the white people in Cal was planning, you know. And they would ask all the time, but a young boy, he's 14 years of that yet, so we can't plan. The truth is that there's a core. Don't get mixed up. I can name some things that white people do for me that will shock this country. I mean good things, but I can really name some bad things that they do to me that will shock the country too. But
And you can list the same things for black people too in the same sentence.
No, black people never do me the wrong. All I know are black people who want to get food and favors from governments or from white people would disagree with me because they think if they disagree with me, they will get a favor. That's all I know. But I've never known no white, the black man do me nothing. No white man ever hit me yet. No white man ever chuck me yet. No white man. But the things they do behind your back, and maybe black people do it too, I don't know. But the things they do behind your back to make sure you don't survive, and I'm going to be on the platform just now. I just bought a truck, and I'm going to go all over Barbados every day and trying to talk into the people of this country. The truth is that white people, and I keep warning people, I can name tons of white people that have done so much favors to me that had not, for their favors, I would not be who I am today. Mm-hmm. But that don't mean that I must ignore my race and let my race suffer. And they used to say that young man, Gary, if you all was like him, you all would be all right. They're like me, but they pick one or two of us and upgrade and use the two of us that they upgrade to make the rest believe they're inferior. I don't even understand. I'm not a baby, you know. I am a full-grown man, and I am over 70 years old. As a matter, I am afraid to say, next month I will be 80 years old. So when I was 40 years old, most like you were not born. When I was 60 years old, the individual would be 20 years old. They would know anything about me. They only know after I joined the Nation of Islam. And I can say this finally. When I first joined the Nation of Islam, Minister Louis Farrakhan came to Barbados. And he told me he wanted to go into prison. And I took him into prison. And when I took him into prison, the only place I ever see on earth cleaner than the prison is Singapore. And when I went in, when we came out, he told me, stop the car. And I stopped the car. He said, brother, you know why he wanted to take you into prison? You see that prison? If you truly believe in fighting for black people, understand that you will end up in there. And I told Minister Louis Farrakhan, a very successful man I am at that time, living well, driving the luxury best, and living in a nice home. I still live in the same home, but I tell Farrakhan, look, I'm willing to go to prison to change this country. And I've been to court over about 50 times, fighting for black people. And each time, the prime minister of this country, father, get me off. She, her father, her uncle will work with me. Go on, not the father, the uncle will go on the platform. Each time, and if I have to say anything that anybody thinks negative about anybody, and I'm going to think it's the Marlies, it's not. I am not a bum. I am a natural man. I can talk to anybody in this country, including the prime minister. The point in Barbados is that we have to make sure that more black people get financial help. Mm-hmm. All the black businesses falling down, other than two, mm-hmm. which is the supermarkets, all the rest of them seem to be in deep trouble.
So let me say this, because you know I got a full board. Let me just say this again. Okay, I said it earlier. I know you've preached it about black people supporting black people. Now, that's one solution. And when I say supporting, I don't mean just necessarily spending money. When you go to the bank, I certainly haven't seen any white people working in the banks. I see mainly black people, unless they're behind the scenes. I don't know.
I don't see any
white people working in the credit unions. I don't see any white people working in the hire purchase stores. What I do know from some, you know, some people may get a harder time than others. Granted that there are rules that if you don't qualify, then you can't get the loan. But I'm saying that the system somehow has been designed in a way where it makes it a little bit more difficult for persons to obtain some wealth from the bank without bringing a mother birth certificate, this buddy mother this and that and the third. Is a lot. And it's easier for some other persons, depending on who they are in this country. But